This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden is concerned about the nation splitting into two groups, the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. He's launching a vaccine sprint to urge more Americans to roll up their sleeves against COVID-19. Mr. Biden says, quote, getting the vaccine is not a partisan act, end quote, adding public and private partnerships will find ways to get more people vaccinated with incentives like the Shots at the Shop program. More than 1,000 neighborhood barbers and hairstylists, many in Black and brown communities, will attend training sessions this month about coronavirus vaccines and then hold vaccination clinics in their establishments. Fun rewards include free beer. Anheuser-Busch says it'll buy Americans 21 years old and older a round of beers if the president's goal of 70% is met. 63% of adults have now received at least one vaccine dose. Mr. Biden has set a goal 70% of adults partially vaccinated by July 4th to help the nation move forward towards a summer of get-togethers and celebrations. No new countries will be added to Britain's green list for international travel when the list of quarantine-free destinations is updated later Thursday, the Sun newspaper reported. Britain is set to remove Portugal from its quarantine-free travel list, and no new countries will be added, essentially shutting down the UK's leisure travel market once again in a hammer blow for airlines. Britain permitted travel May 17th after over 4 months of lockdown, but the limited reopening will be even more restrictive if Portugal, the only big beach destination, which has been open, is also taken off the safe travel list. The UK has said the popular holiday destination has been removed from the green list today. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin